Cooper.
I'm Aaron Davis.
And I'm Mike Cooper.
And we are up close and personal with Josh Groban as we share songs from his new CD, Awake. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you guys for having me in. It's great to see you guys again.
Thank you so much. Now, you've written and produced songs on Awake. How does your hands-on approach to this CD differ from your other huge successes, Josh Groban and Closer?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of pressure after the success of the first two CDs to take some steps forward and try some new things. And one of the things I really wanted to do on this CD was not only find songs that I felt I could wrap my voice around as the best I could do, but also to really create the songs from the ground up, find music that I felt really came from within. And the producer thing just kind of starts to happen as you start really getting confidence as knowing where you want the song to go. You know, I've played keyboards my whole life, so it's just kind of one of those things where creating sounds and finding new things comes together. And so that's one of the elements that I've done a little bit of here I hadn't done in the past, and I hope to do much more of in the future.
Now we're going to listen to a song that Josh co-wrote. You say February song came to you one night. Tell us the story. What happened?
It was just one of those, you know, writing a song can be such work. You know, you sit down and you try to get something to happen. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. This was one of those nights where I was just sitting on the couch watching TV. I was feeling, you know, really kind of stressed about a number of things, and I just thought, you know what, it's not that hard. Sit down at the piano, put one note after another, how do you feel? And this was what came out, so.
It's beautiful, and I think some of us will be a little surprised to hear that, yeah, I mean, you are a 25-year-old superstar, but you still get stressed, and...
Oh, sure.
You still have problems, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, you know, the world's a lonely place sometimes for everybody, and so, you know, for me, music is what I always turn to get me through those times, and to be able to write a song that got me through one of those times was a great feeling.
Well, it's a song that's going to get a lot of people through a lot of hard times. A lot of your songs have a lot of inspiration, and I'm saying a lot, so I think it's maybe time to listen to this song. It's Up Close and Personal with Josh Groban.
And here's February song from the new CD, Awake.
Where's that old friend gone? Lost in Vietnam till he opens his eyes. Opens his eyes.
That's February song on the Josh Groban Awake CD special. I'm Mike Cooper.
And I'm Aaron Davis. And together we are up close and personal with Josh Groban. What is it about your music that has made diehard fans out of 15 and 50 and 70 and 20-year-olds alike? It's so universal.
Oh, man. You know, it's hard to explain. You know, for me, you know, I'm just me. So, you know, I try to make music that I feel kind of connects with people on a very human level and just connects with people very simply, you know, through common emotions, you know. And I also, you know, you have to keep surprising yourself. You have to keep surprising your audience and try new things and get people to think a little bit. And so there's nothing like a tour to kind of really open your mind up to what you can do and what's possible. And like you said, seeing from the beginning of the tour to the end of the tour and this whole process, so many different people of so many different ages. The demographic has changed so dramatically that it's really a lot of fun to see.
And getting to know your audience better, too, is a great understanding.
Oh,
you,
sure.
You cater even your material now. Now you're not afraid because you know what they like.
Exactly. You know, to know that you're going to have a group of people that will be there to support you is a huge feeling.
Now, the new CD, Awake, features songs in English, Spanish, Italian, and, of course, the gorgeous African texture of Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
And Zulu, yes.
Now, how do you do that? I mean, you don't want to be pigeonholed, but whose choice was that?
You know, that was one of the things where when I first started learning about singing and I started, you know, taking lessons in other languages and learning about the Italian and Spanish and French and the Romance languages, with the kind of voice that I had, it felt so natural. I mean, those languages are so musical in their own right. And to translate them back into English, you know, things just got lost in translation. And they would sound wrong with my kind of voice. It would sound too, I don't know, musical theater-y or what have you. They, you know, people, it's all about the emotion of it. It's all about the goosebump factor. And if people hear it, and if it's not in a language they understand, but they feel something, that's so much more important to me than singing it in a language they understand, but washing over you emotionally. And they'll go out and learn what it means.
Well, this is exactly a perfect example of this. The song we came to know as A Time for Us from the Franco Zeffirelli version of Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
You sing in Italian on Awake. And so here it is, Romeo and Juliet on the Josh Groban Awake CD special.
Oh.
That's Romeo and Juliet on the Awake CD special with Josh Groban. Thanks for being here with us. I'm Aaron Davis.
And I'm Mike Cooper. Now, you have some acting in your background, Josh.
I'm a thespian, yes.
I saw you on Ellie McGill.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes. A song like Romeo and Juliet makes some, like my co-host, wonder if you would consider a romantic role, or like any role for that matter. I see you as a great Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
In
you know,
20 years. Yes, be older.
I feel a little older, and
that,
you know, that's a big makeup job, that role. That's
Are you interested, or right now?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've always had the bug for theater. I love acting. Ally McBeal was a great experience for me. Luckily and unluckily, you know, the music has just kind of gone on 110%, and I haven't had time to do any more acting. But I'm always reading scripts, and it's actually opened up a lot of doors for me in the Broadway world and TV and film world, and so I think that that will be there for me when the time is right. So it'll just have to be the right time. First, I have to do a show in Canada.
What about settling down, like in the Las Vegas theater, like Elton John or Celine Dion, and just kind of owning the city for 5 years and making enough money so you never have to work again?
Making enough money to buy the city.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think that's something. You know, that's definitely something that's been kind of on the table a few times, and something we've been offered and looked at. And I think that, A, I'm still at a point where I feel I owe it to the fans around the world to keep traveling.
Sure.
I'm 25 years old. I have to get out there. You know, I would feel absolutely stir crazy staying in one town. And I think it's just something you do kind of later in your career, maybe. You know, I want to spend a little more time traveling around, experimenting a little more. You know, that's kind of, but I do enjoy going to Vegas and seeing those shows. They're fun, but not for me yet.
Well, now that we've fueled a few fantasies here, this direction has, the conversation has taken. Let's listen to a song that just has this most beautiful, whimsical feel to it. It's called So She Dances. And you're listening to Josh Groban, Mike Cooper, and me, Aaron Davis, on the Awake CD special.
A waltz when she walks in the room.
Music from his new CD, Awake, on 98.1 CHFI.
We are up close and personal with Josh Groban for the Awake CD special. I'm Aaron Davis.
And I'm Mike Cooper with Josh Groban, and we're pleased to tell you that the response to your new single, You Are Loved, has absolutely been amazing. And that's just within our studios.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, that's so exciting to hear. You know, when you take a little time off and you work on new music and then you kind of release another song out there like a child, you know, you hope that it gets a good reaction. And I'm so thrilled that the listeners are taking some meaning from it.
Now, you've had tremendous success with inspirational songs. Where do you draw your inspiration from?
You know, I draw my inspiration from so many different places. I mean, my family is a huge inspiration to me. My fans are always a huge inspiration to me. Musically speaking, you know, growing up listening to artists that, you know, were not afraid to take risks and were never kind of tied down to one specific thing and introduced me to new sounds. You know, I would sit there listening and say, wow, I'd love to introduce other people to new things.
At the end of the day, how do you escape? What do you do? And you don't have to tell us if it's bubble bath and
pill. Yes, you do.
Okay.
You have to tell us
like
about
that. The luxury of a bath I have not had in a long, long time. It's always a quick shower. But
so how do you unwind? What do you like?
I mean, things are so crazy all the time that when I unwind, it needs to be just vegging out. You know, I like to go see a movie. I like to play, you know, get into a video game or something and just, you know, beat level 7, you know, and don't think about anything else.
You sound like such a 25-year-old.
I am, you know, I go straight back to, you know, 25-year-old guy. Exactly. You know, I love sports. I love to play soccer and tennis and, you know, get out and run around. You got to get exercise, you know, so that shakes out the cobwebs.
Coming up is my favorite song. We actually put our headphones on during our radio program, and we don't really get an opportunity to listen to the music because we're so busy, but we try and get the moment so we can listen to this song. Here's You Are Loved on the Josh Groban Awake CD special.
Don't give up. It's just the way of the world. When your heart's heavy, I will lift it for you. Don't give up.
Special with Josh Groban. I'm Mike Cooper.
And I'm Aaron Davis, and we are so pleased to have you, Josh, here with us in the studio.
Great to be here.
You are loved.
You guys are loved.
Oh, stop.
No. Come on now.
No, you're more loved.
Now, we talked earlier about the fact that you have recorded in so many languages. Do you speak any languages fluently other than English?
I'm working on it. You know, the thing was that in school, I took Japanese for 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Didn't really help me out much in the music world.
Have you done any songs in Japanese?
Not yet, no. Okay. I aspire. You know, but obviously learning these languages when I sing and studying them backwards and forwards when I sing a song in another language, I love the work process of it. I love, you know, diving into the languages and really, really learning them as I go. And as I travel around and as I keep recording them, the conversational skills in those languages get better and better, so I'm working on it.
Are your international fans ever surprised that you carry on a conversation, say, in Italian? Or, I mean, it must kind of freak them out.
Well, it's always nice, and luckily for me, a lot of them speak English as well, so we never have the language barrier.
Well, that's good. It's the music that says it all, and that's why, you know, it kind of amazes us, too, that you've had the nerve to put, you know, English, Spanish, Italian, and, of course, we've got some Zulu in
yes.
there as well. I almost said Zulu. It's Star Trek. No. On the CD as well. And this song, Solo Por Ti, that's only for you, yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is, you know, one of those beautiful, beautiful Spanish songs that I really wanted to do one that really focused on the acoustic guitar and the vocal, and just had a very simple kind of melancholy melody to it. So I think it's really beautiful.
I can't wait to hear it. Here is a Solo Por Ti on the Josh Groban Awake CD special. We're up close and personal with Josh Groban, and this is the Awake CD special.
Thank you for sharing some time with us. I'm Aaron Davis, along with my partner Mike Cooper, and of course the incredible Josh Groban.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Canada.
Wherever you are. Now, the collaborations on Awake are really interesting, and none more so than the song we're about to enjoy next. You co-wrote Lullaby with Dave Matthews. Mm. How did that come about?
It came about because of a song that comes after this song on the CD called Weeping, and I had found this song, and the song Weeping had a real political message, and it just floored me when I heard it, and was definitely about it was written right after apartheid had ended,
mm-hmm.
and was really, you know, so much about, you know, not disconnecting from our common humanity.
And we are going to hear Weeping as well.
Oh, great. Okay,
we'll
cool.
We'll play them in the order that they're set on the CD.
Excellent.
It's just beautiful, the segue with the wind chimes.
And after I had recorded that, I thought, okay, well, if this is one for the adults, I wanted to write a song that was for the kids. I wanted to write one that was much simpler. And musically speaking, I wanted to do one also that utilized Ladysmith Black Mambazo in a way that was much more a cappella. And so I had written this melody, and I contacted my friend Dave Matthews, and I just knew that he would have the right sentiment, you know, to help me finish this lyric, and so it really turned out to be something so, so nice, and it's called Lullaby.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo, you're a fan of theirs.
Oh, yeah.
But you were just
time.
5 years old when Graceland came out. How were you first introduced to them?
I can't explain it. It was through Graceland, and it was, you know, like all of us, we were introduced to the way that Paul Simon kind of, you know, introduced that sound, and I couldn't describe it. I just remember listening to it and then thinking to myself, I have to not only listen to everything Ladysmith Black Mambazo has done. It got me interested in African music in general, and then that got me interested in all types of world music. And so it just opened my ears up to so many possibilities. And, you know, here, you know, 20 years later, it's been nice to – it's not more than nice. It's been a huge honor to then take my own music and my own sound and to see that they're still – you know, still out there doing it. You know, they're still sounding better than ever. And so to record with them was a huge honor.
Well, here we're going to hear some of the fruits of those labors of love, the harmonies, the a cappella start. It's just gorgeous. Enjoy this. Josh Groban with Ladysmith Black Mambazo on a song that he wrote with Dave Matthews.
Here's Lullaby on the Josh Groban Awake CD special.
Hush now, baby, don't you
in the studio with you, Josh. Now, were you in the studio with Ladysmith Black Mambazo when you recorded that?
I was, yes.
You were?
Really?
That's good
yeah.
to hear. Because you hate to hear that things were sort of prefabricated.
No.
Here, they were there.
It was one of the things, because I'm also a co-producer on that song, and I really wanted to be there with them and to you know, make sure that they understood, you know, we're there for the message and that we were there to kind of share that moment. And it was,
that's,
you know, so often in the music business, you record duets separately in different parts of the world and you can just kind of meld
it's
it together.
It's deceptive.
Yeah.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whenever you can kind of create an environment and create an energy in the studio, that's the way to go.
Well, there are definite moments of Graceland guitar in Weeping.
There are. Yes. I was thrilled to work with two of the Graceland musicians, actually.
Awesome.
Bakithi Kumalo on bass and Vincent Ngini on guitar, which is where you hear that guitar work.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just tremendous, and they're actually on the road with Paul right now. And so, you know, it was so much fun. And actually, when I was in the studio recording this song in New York, Paul happened to be recording across the street, and he popped in to see his friends. Yeah, and our jaws were on the floor.
Yeah, really?
And he listened to the song and gave us some notes, and it was just like one of those things where, you know, I rarely get starstruck, and this is one of those moments where I just talk about a pinch me moment. I was thinking to myself, please don't ever let this moment end.
You know,
when you say
he gave you notes, what do you mean he gave you notes?
Well, he was the one who first worked with that group, you know, and so, you know, when he heard them recorded, you know, he'd be the one to, you know, he said, well, you know, you really should, you know, put Joseph Solo more a little bit here, you know.
Is that right?
You know, and he was so right. I took his advice to heart, and that was one of the other reasons why I decided to do another piece with them beforehand, which was Lullaby. Just because, you know, if you're going to work with a group like that, you have to utilize them to the best of what they do. And so that was the main note.
There is a sad story behind Weeping, as the title would suggest, although it has kind of a Hakuna Matata feel to it, too. So tell us, as we're about to listen to it, what the fable is, what the story is.
Well,
here.
It's, like you said, it's got a very kind of groovy, rhythmic, kind of positive feel to it melodically. But it is, you know, in its essence about, you know, not disconnecting from our common humanity. And as relevant as it was at that time, it is still just as relevant, I think, in the world we live in right at this exact moment in time. And it's so easy during political, religious, racial conflicts, what have you, to forget that we're all, you know, 99.9%+ genetically the same. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as the lyric says, it's a little bit of an esoteric lyric, but it's very poetic. But, you know, they built this wall of steel and flame, and there's a demon on the other side. Don't worry about it. It's not going to hurt you. Everybody just go about your business. But as the night came down, I went up to the wall and listened, and it wasn't roaring. It was weeping. And I think it's, you know, it's one of those things where when I heard it, it felt like one that I needed to sing today.
Well, you've heard the story. Now let's enjoy the song. It's Weeping on the Josh Groban Awake CD special.
I knew a man.
That is the lovely, lovely Weeping with Josh Groban and friends, who in this case just happen to be the amazing South African group Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
And also, I have to say, a huge South African pop star also sang on that song named Busi Malasela, who was kind enough to come into the studio as well. So
we knew that. We just wanted you to say
it. Yeah. I knew it.
It was a,
I read it.
I know you guys did. I know. I see the notes. It's all there.
I'm Aaron Davis.
And I'm Mike Cooper, and we'll be back with more of our Awake CD special with Josh Groban in a moment.
You're listening to Up Close and Personal with Josh Groban.
I'm Aaron Davis with Mike Cooper and the drummer over there.
Yeah, sorry, I keep tapping my fingers. I've been doing that since I remember in elementary school. I took two pencils and a textbook. I couldn't hold it anymore. I just started just hitting the pencils against the book, and the teacher came over to me and went, Josh, not here.
Not here, Josh.
Not here, Josh.
You'll never amount to anything,
time
Josh
to learn. Yeah, exactly. I felt like Ralph Wiggum from The Simpsons.
I like to drum. Yes, yay. That's when I'm a Viking.
Yeah. It was me.
We've had a terrific time with you, Josh. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the CD is out November 7th, and you're getting set to tour next year. Any
yes.
idea which countries? How many stops?
Oh, endless. You know,
really?
The last tour just left me with such a great feeling. And, you spend a year putting your head in the sand and working on new stuff. And I love the studio aspect of things, too. But there is nothing like getting out on the road and performing for the fans firsthand. And, the Canadian tour will be no exception. I cannot wait to get back here. The fans are like nowhere else. They're just phenomenal. So I think March I'm going to be here to do a full Canadian tour.
Cool. Well, this final track on the CD, you really kind of step outside again. And Mike, you've had a chance to hear this Herbie Hancock. It's just so good.
I'm surprised you did the song. I mean, my jaw dropped when I heard it. I went, speaking about taking chances.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, as you build more confidence, you know, this was one that I really kind of had to fight for to get on the album, because I just felt like for me it was such a personal kind of breakthrough for me, because I was, you know, I went to France and worked with my friend Eric Mouquet, and as we were developing this melody, I wasn't even thinking about my voice. I was just thinking about, let's create a really groovy, cool track, and then it wound up having horns on it, and it wound up having just an incredible drum piece, and it turned into this really kind of out there rock funk fusion kind of song. And then Herbie signed on to do it, and Herbie Hancock just blew everybody away in the studio. And this is another one that I just felt like kind of we created from the ground up, and it turned into this great piece. And it is lyrically about not being afraid to be everything that you are.
Great. Well, we cannot wait. Thank you, Josh. Thank you for being here with us. And
thank
mostly
you guys.
On behalf of everyone who enjoys your music, thank you for everything you've given us.
Thanks to all of them for allowing me to do what I do every single day.
Here is Machine on the Josh Groban Awake CD special. I'm Mike Cooper.
I'm Aaron Davis.
And I'm Josh Groban.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Rising. From the